Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Are you trending? Have you ever been trending? Do you plan on trending anytime soon? Just heard that Steph Curry is trending after that outrageous return to the basketball court last night.
Fires up a three, does it again!
Well, of course Steph Curry is trending. But oxygen on Mars is also trending.
Get your ass to Mars.
And MIT wrinkle smoothing treatment is trending today.
Ooh.
Trump is trending, of course.
I have to say what I have to say.
Elizabeth Warren tweeting about Trump is also trending.
We're not going to go back to bartering pigs for haircuts.
Paul Krugman talking about ignoramuses is the most emailed story on the New York Times.
Hey, Paul Krugman.
We think of all these designations as the result of a statistical measurement of interest among online users. It's math, right? Highest number of emails, clicks, page views, wins. The report of the website Gizmodo, though, says that the team in charge of selecting what's trending on Facebook is responsible for systematically omitting conservative articles and content. Facebook says it follows rigorous guidelines to ensure consistency and neutrality, and that it works to be inclusive of all perspectives. Quote, we take allegations of bias very seriously, a Facebook spokesman said in a statement. Facebook is a platform for people and perspectives from across the political spectrum.
This is PJ calling from Montauk, New York. And my question is, do people seriously rely on Facebook for news? For news? This is Facebook, where people die and then they're not dead the next day. This is Facebook, where Lincoln makes comments about tweeting. For heaven's sakes.
This is Facebook. Well, actually, almost half of the 222 million monthly internet users do get news from Facebook, according to Pew. Where do trending stories come from? Well, it's a group of internal news curators who decides what order those stories will appear in. It's an arbitrary sounding process, but then why would we expect anything else? Jay Rosen is the author of Press Think, a blog about journalism in the digital age. He's a professor at New York University. Hello, Jay.
Hello, John.
Sean Davis is co-founder of The Federalist, a conservative online magazine. Hello, Sean.
Hi, John.
Are conservatives paranoid about what Facebook is doing to their content, or you notice something with some statistical bite behind it?
Well, I think we have seen, at least at The Federalist, we have personally experienced it. We have seen topics get driven down. We have had articles blocked or removed from being posted on Facebook. So what we saw from the admission of Facebook's own news curators confirmed what everyone in conservative publishing world already knew. Facebook's own news curators admitted, yes, we blacklist outlets and we push down trending topics that we don't like. So it's not paranoia when the people who've been doing it literally just admitted it.
Why is there an expectation that Facebook would do anything other than what it damn well pleases?
Well, in its own defense, they just said, oh, no, we have these rigorous guidelines to prevent bias, which is a non-denial denial. They never said they didn't do it. They only said they have rigorous processes in place. So why would I expect them to not be biased when they say they have processes in place to not be biased? It's kind of an odd question.
Jay Rosen, this is the tension. On the one hand, Facebook can do anything it wants to do as a private company, but as Sean suggests, they seem to believe that their brand depends on at least appearing not to be biased.
I think what's going on, although it's hard to know because they don't give us very good explanations, is Facebook wanted to start this trending news feature, and it tries to do everything it can with machines because it's run by engineers. And it couldn't produce this feature, trending news items, entirely by machines, so it switched to machine-aided curation. A list of stories that were trending was submitted to these human curators, and then they had to pick which ones belonged on the trending news. And one of their concerns, I think, was that if a phony story, a hoax that was trending, got onto the trending news list, that would be very bad for Facebook. And the contractors who were doing this work, they weren't employees, they were temporary. Facebook was trying this out, were instructed to be cautious in their picks. And when you're cautious, you rely on brand names for news. So if something pumps up from Breitbart or Red State, it's possible that the curators just didn't want to include that in trending news because it hadn't been picked up yet by the BBC or the New York Times. CBS would actually do that. Sometimes they won't run a story until the New York Times does. Even NPR might do that at a certain point.
So, Sean Davis, the idea that Facebook is going to be, you know, careful and default to picking up mainstream media is going to produce a certain kind of bias. But some conservative content producers say that when the Planned Parenthood story was going on, there was almost nothing ever trending on Facebook, and that was really suspicious. Did you note that?
Yes, we did, and we reported on it at the time. We noticed that certain articles and certain topics were not even being allowed to be posted on Facebook. Russell Moore, who heads the Ethics Public Policy Commission for the Southern Baptist Convention, a very well-respected, well-regarded theologian and commentator, he was prevented from posting his own commentary. We saw how Facebook, when it actually would put Planned Parenthood news up, in the Planned Parenthood story, the Planned Parenthood scandal was about how the organization would harvest and traffic baby body parts and organs taken from aborted healthy babies and would sell them. And Facebook would not put that when it deigned to have a trending topic. It wouldn't even put that. It would put something very anodyne, something very odd, or something that would be heavily in favor of Planned Parenthood when the reality was that 10 or 20 or 100 times as much traffic and attention was going not to Planned Parenthood's rationalization for it, but was going to the actual reporting of the story coming from numerous, numerous outlets. So, yes, we saw it.
Although, Sean, the federal courts did decide that the whole Planned Parenthood selling of body parts story was a violation of the law, was actually a felony.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. At one point, journalism was the practice of going in and finding out facts and reporting those facts. You know, when 60 Minutes goes on with a hidden camera and tells some fibs to get access to things, nobody goes and demands a fainting couch and starts to get very worried. There's some serious ethical integrity questions here.
Why does trending come with the understanding that it's supposed to be unbiased, regardless of what mm-hmm. Facebook says about its brand? I mean, we bring this assumption to trending. Mm-hmm. Facebook doesn't necessarily bring it to trending.
Well, in a way it does, John, because all these platform companies want to be seen as technology companies and not as editorial engines. They don't describe themselves as a media company or as a news company. They want to take over the job of selecting news for users, but they don't want to be an editorial company, by which I mean they specifically don't want to be in the business of picking what stories are on the front page.
But they have a front page and they're picking stories, so therefore they're a news organization.
This is the problem. They don't want to be an editorial company, but they are serving in that role. They haven't matured enough to have an editorial culture. Did you invite the editor-in-chief of Facebook on the takeaway this morning?
No, we did not, although we took their statement.
Because they don't have an editor-in-chief.
Right, exactly.
There is no such person. And this is it's like they're at a stage of development as a company where they have an editorial role, but they don't have an editorial culture. And it's very hard for them to answer questions about editorial responsibility because it's run by engineers, and engineers want the data or the algorithm or the system to drive decision making. And sometimes what happens is that they become a little bit infatuated with themselves and they think their algorithm has more power than it does, or they think the role of human judgment is smaller than it actually is.
Or they could think that they're the smartest people in the room and the stories that they pick are the ones that are true, and the stories that they hate, they're not going to put on trending topics on Facebook. I mean, we don't know what the motives are. Sean Davis, what do you think the harm is if it's actually true that there was a systematic effort to distinguish between conservative content and so-called liberal content and exclude conservative content on Facebook? What's the harm to that? Can't people who are conservative get their information from other sources?
Absolutely can. That's what's great about the internet, is that there are no very important, powerful gatekeepers who can prevent everyone from hearing news they don't want to hear. It is important for Facebook, and it will harm them because Facebook is already facing a lot of turmoil and is really struggling within the publishing community as people start to see that, you know what, I've invested a lot of money in Facebook. I've run a lot of ads. I've gotten a lot of likes. Facebook doesn't let me really have access to my own audience. I don't know if it's a great business decision for me as a publisher to be pouring cash into Facebook when I could be using it to create content. So when you combine that concern that's already there, regardless of political affiliation, with one that, you know what, they're already discriminating against me and what I believe in and people like me believe in, why would I want to be involved with that company? Why would I want to give them money and buy ads with them? So I think this is a very serious problem for Facebook that goes far beyond kind of typical media questions about bias.
Do you think Facebook is biased, Sean?
Oh, absolutely.
Jay Rosen, do you think Facebook is biased?
Biased towards engineers.
Jay Rosen is the author of Press Think, a blog about journalism in the digital age, and a professor at New York University. Sean Davis is the co-founder of The Federalist, a conservative online magazine. Sean and Jay, thank you so much for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.